Oh, great Socrates, I come to you for knowledge. The great philosopher took the young man down to the sea. In with him, and then dunked him under the water for 30 seconds. When he let the young man up for air, Socrates then asked him to repeat what he wanted. Knowledge only, great one. Knowledge only, oh great one. Socrates put him under the water again. Only that this time, it took a little longer. He repeated the same process. He dunked him into the water again and asked him the same question. What do you want? The young man gasping for air came up and said, I want air. Good, said Socrates. Then he said to the young man, now, when you want knowledge as much as you wanted air, you shall have it. To achieve success, if you want anything badly enough, and then to find the willpower to achieve it through your passion. The only way to have that kind of desire and willpower is to develop passion. Hello, stars. How are you all doing? Welcome to yet another enlightening and educating episode of Beyond the Classroom. I remain your amiable host, Linda Oyner. Thank you for taking our time to listen to me by hitting the button on all the listening platforms. I love you all. And it is a delight to be here with you, to share my passion with you all. The listening platform still remains the same. Just send an audio feedback on Anchor FM. Follow me on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe on Google and Jamie. Follow me on my social media handle. On Instagram at OnaLinda, on my Facebook page at Beyond the Classroom Podcast with OnaLinda. And don't forget to listen on other listening platforms. Bless your heart. On this episode, I love to share with you on the titled Passion. I'll take that slowly. Passion. Fuel for success. Mark Anderson once said, you can't fake passion. If there's a fuel that drives any dream and makes you happy to be alive. And I must tell you, dear listeners, I'm happy to be alive and to share this passion with you all. time after time when I come on this episode to share with you enlightening and educating topics is because passion drives me. Passion makes me to share this with you all, knowing that someone out there needs this to be alive. And once again, thank you for listening. I love you all. While scripting this episode, the words that came to my heart and I needed to share with you, yes. While you love listening to my poems, but I wouldn't say there's a poem per se. It was just words I wrote down to serve as an affirmation for me. I love affirmations a lot. The other day, I took somebody, I'd stand in front of the mirror, and affirmed some inspiring words to myself. And the person took a look at me and thought I was crazy, saying I'd stand in front of a mirror. But words are very powerful for me. Words keeps me going each day. It keeps me from getting discouraged. It helped me to forge ahead and follow my passion. In fact, words help me to come here every time to release this episode for your listening pleasure and for you to keep your hope alive. To listen to those words of affirmation, it says, from me to you, there's a word of affirmation. You can write it down, you can say it each day. Depends on you. It says, follow your passion. Follow the passion that makes your heart beat. Not just love, but life in its entirety. You owe you to find the spark that burns your soul. See it, picture it, capture it, and take flight. Run with it till you get to the finish line. And soar like the eagle to the utmost high. You will know when you have won and take your bow as a winner. Follow your passion. And that's why today I'm here to share this topic with you. Passion for the success. Passion for success. Passion is a phenomenal gift. In fact, passion is one of those words that occur in our vocabulary every now and then. And you must realize this, that achieving greatness, acquiring wealth, fulfilling your predestined purpose in life is not an overnight phenomenon. If passion is a phenomenal gift, then achieving those things is not an overnight phenomenon. You must be passionate about what you do. The love and enthusiasm for what you do fuels the journey to success. Listen to this. An adage says, love what you do, and you will never work a day in your life. Don't misunderstand the saying. It doesn't mean that when you're passionate about what you do, you become lazy or create an attitude against working. But doing what you love will quicken you to work more to be extraordinary. And at the same time, avoiding monotony. If I may ask, have you ever reflected on what role passion plays in your life and in the pursuit of your success? Whether in the workplace, your career or business, your relationships, in your faith, or what of you? Well, I know some of you will say, Linda doesn't know what she's talking about. If only she realized that life is not a bed of roses, then she wouldn't be talking about passion for what you do or loving what you do. Oh, well, Linda does know what she's talking about. It's true. Life can dish some hard knocks. I know. It could dish out some setbacks and drawbacks. Truth be told, in my way, it could be hard, tough, and full of adversities. But how it is handled is what really matters. True life is not a bed of roses. And often in our existence in this life, we feel down and lack the will to go in pursuing success in all our endeavors. We feel weak. We feel tired. It seems like the more we try to get our goals achieved, the more tiring, the more hard it becomes. But well, passion, when it keeps burning within your soul and you have the enthusiasm and love for what you do, knowing that it is your predestined purpose in life, the purpose for which you have been created for, then you will keep forging ahead, keeping the passion alive. It will give you the fuel to keep going. At such times, our souls need inspiration or motivation, just like our body needs food. We all know, not our body, it becomes malnourished. The same thing happens to the soul. In the pursuit of your goals, if you don't feed it, if you don't fill it with a passion, then you might end up not achieving or becoming an achiever. We all need inspiration to free our souls from the bondage of worries and give our life a direction or a focus to be at our best. One of those things that I always love so much is by Steve Jobs. Yes, Steve Jobs. Such a great icon. The founder of Apple Business Empire. Many of us have apples in our homes, in our palms, in our offices. Yes, the great Steve Jobs. He has this to say about passion. This is somebody who knew what passion was all about. And that's why over and over again we hear his name, because he has left a legacy behind through his passion. He said, you have to be burning with an idea or a problem or a wrong that you want to right. If you're not passionate enough from the start, you will never stick it out. Wow. Do I need to read that again? Or do I need to see those words again? Steve Jobs said, you have to be burning with an idea. It has to burn within you, within your soul. Or a problem, or a wrong that you want to right. But there is a condition to it. If you're not passionate enough from the start, you will never stick it out. In other words, you will never be able to achieve greatness. You will never be able to acquire wealth. You may never be able to fulfill your predestined purpose. You may never be able to fulfill your goals to get your gold. Ladies and gentlemen, passion is everything. It must come first from what you do or whatever you do. Ponder on this. We've had so many great leaders from generations to generation who become icons in their chosen path. You'll realize one thing that is common about them. They're stuck with passion. They have a burning desire within them. From the likes of Nnamdi Azikiwe, who was passionately fighting for one Nigeria. He was passionate. He wanted to see one Nigeria emerge. And he did achieve it. Martin Luther King Jr. He fought for equality. He was passionate about it. He wanted to see the white and the blacks sit on the same table, relate together, no form of discrimination or segregation. Did he achieve it? Yes, he did, through his passion. Mother Teresa, oh, she passionately rendered a service to the poor and humanity. She never wanted the poor to go hungry, and she passionately pursued. That purpose. Robert W. Woodruff was passionate to get Coke on every table, not only on the rich table. Bill Gates was passionate about technology. And today we have Microsoft. He was passionate because he wanted everyone to be able to have access to technology. And we did. And his legacy lives on today. Mahatma Gandhi fought for human rights passionately in India. And Winston Churchill fought for freedom. Yes, when you take a look at all these people I've mentioned, there are so many others. You can also think of them. You can term it passion. You can term it compassion. You can look at it as commitment or even conviction or whatever designation you may give to them or whatever word you may attach to it. They gave it all their desires and in turn got the direction and in turn fulfilled purpose. And in turn, left a lasting legacy for humanity today. I am a beneficiary of such fame. For example, this podcast is not only listened to in Nigeria, where I'm from, all over the world, people can listen to this podcast. Technology has made it so that my black voice, my African voice, could resonate in every part of the world through technology. Somebody's passion made it so. And so whatever you may do, ensure that you enjoy and love what you do. It is passion that causes people to lose track of time. They stay up late and early to throw everything they have got into their work. And it's true. I'm a testimony to this. Sometimes I have to be awake to produce this wonderful and this soothing podcast for your listening ears. It's the passion that burns within me to push out information to everyone out there, to see that my words, my voice, make a change in humanity for the better. And I don't mind staying awake all night to do it, just for you all to enjoy. Passion gives life power. It energizes and gives meaning to life. There's no greatness without a passion to be great. Whether it's the aspiration of an athlete or an artist, a scientist, a parent, a businessman, a teacher, a learner, or whatever designation represented, whenever anything are so desired and keep it burning, impossibilities vanished away. Yes, impossibilities vanish away. Bringing with it endless possibilities in productivity. The power of passion at work. Dear friends, burning desire is the starting point of all achievement. Sincerely speaking, a weak desire does not produce great results. It is the passion that moves people to act, to give a wholehearted effort, to persevere in the face of difficulty in trying times. We all know wind, isn't it? The wind we made a boat to sail. That's the same way passion does for your dreams and ambitions. It makes it sail. It makes it to soar like the eagle. It makes you to run until you get to the finish line. No dream, no vision or ambition will ever be realized without a burning passion, because it is the only thing that will make you to stick it out. When you don't have passion for what you do, it is easier for the burning passion to die out. Passion is an internal subconsciousness. It's an emotional calling. It throws your perspective. It ensures your focus and action taken to fulfill your purpose in life. I keep saying your predestined purpose in life. We as humans have been created for something. If you listen to my last episode on the significance of the insignificant, you will know that no human on earth is worthless. Everyone has value. Everyone has been called for a purpose. Everyone has been birthed to fulfill a purpose that is to contribute to humanity. When you discover that purpose, what sustains it is passion. It is energetic. Though hard to see, but it is the core attribute that drives you and gets you excited, gets you fired up for life and for living. Passion is the fuel and the energy needed to arrive at the success lane after your purpose fulfillment journey. It's a lit fire inside of you that empowers you to use your gifts, your talent, your purpose, and your result in personal attainment to derive contentment, joy, and synergy. Take time to build your passion. Take time to discover your passion. With passion, impossibilities seems like a nothing story. With passion at work, possibilities and productivity are birth. Discover your passion today to live your life to the fullest and enjoy it along the way, as well as for you to leave a lasting legacy on this earth. Passion is a burning desire, and it is the starting point of all achievement. Have you discovered your passion? If you can think it, you can do it. If you can see it, you can capture it. If you can picture it, you can capture it. Think it. Say it. Do it. Be your best. It's all in your mind. Don't forget to hit the buttons on all my listening platforms. You can also leave messages on the comment sessions and audio feedback, or you could reach out to me for a shout out or any form of promotions for you. I remain your amiable host, Linda Honor. Stay safe till I come your way again. Bye for now. Enjoy.